Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, September 10th, and on this day in 1929, the great Arnold Palmer was born.
And here's the golfer who is the master today, Arnold Palmer.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by A1 Tires and More. The GBI is investigating the deaths of two murder suspects at the Gwinnett Jail. Governor Brian Kemp responded to the Democrats' call for action over rising hospitalizations. Gwinnett police are searching for a white work van after a hit-and-run fatality. Former President Donald Trump is set to return to Georgia later this month for the first time since Senate runoffs. Authors Tim Westover and Elaine Smith discussed their books and Lawrenceville history on Thursday night. And the Gwinnett Health Fair is set to offer free flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines this weekend in Snellville. And we'll hear from GDP sports editor Will Hammack to talk local sports.
Unfortunately, there's not a course in Gwinnett that can handle it. It's so big and so competitive, so you have to go down to the horse park in Conyers to run the race.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. Don't break down on 316 on your way to a game. Come get your car checked out at A1 Tires and More.
Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to be on the side of the road and miss kickoff? Get to A1 Tires and More before you head out. Tune-ups, oil changes, fluid checks, whatever you need.
All of our work at A1 Tires and More is guaranteed. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. Remember, at A1 Tires and More, we're more than just tires. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Two suspects in unrelated murders who were being held at the Gwinnett County Jail passed away on Monday. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations is trying to figure out how that happened, and one part of the investigation is focusing on identifying a substance that was found in the inmate's cell. The Gwinnett Sheriff's Office called in the GBI to investigate the deaths of Stone Mountain resident 36-year-old Ian Longshore and Decatur resident 22-year-old Corey Bryant after the pair were discovered unresponsive on Monday. Longshore died at the jail, while Bryant died after he was taken to a nearby hospital. Deputies found Longshore and Bryant unconscious in their cell while responding to a medical emergency. The sheriff's office performed life-saving measures on the pair while they waited for emergency medical service officials to arrive. A white powdery substance was found in Longshore and Bryant's cell, and the substance has not been identified. While the GBI awaits the results of the tests on the substance, it's continuing its investigation into what happened in the cells. Miles said the agency will send its results to District Attorney Patsy Austin Gatson for review once the investigation is completed. Two of Georgia's senior congressmen are urging Governor Brian Kemp to take action in the wake of a surge in COVID hospitalizations. U.S. Representatives David Scott and Hank Johnson urged Governor Kemp to order a statewide pause on elective inpatient surgeries. They also called for him to extend licensing waivers for hospitals and healthcare workers who provide critical services beyond the current waiver's September 19th expiration date. In a letter to Governor Kemp, Representatives Johnson and Scott said the COVID-19's Delta variant has caused a sharp increase in the number of confirmed cases, particularly among children and the unvaccinated. The letter follows numbers posted September 3rd by the Georgia Department of Public Health, in which the state surpassed 20,000 coronavirus-related deaths. Scott and Johnson also said recent data shows unvaccinated patients have pushed Georgia's hospitals to their capacity limits, with nearly 92% of emergency room beds in the state currently occupied. In response, Governor Kemp urged the representatives to request the Federal Emergency Management Administration to set a maximum rate for contract healthcare workers and demand clear guidance from the CDC and the White House regarding COVID-19 booster shots and their detailed logistical plans to assist states in this enormous undertaking. Gwinnett police are working to identify the driver of a white work van which hit a pedestrian and then left the scene Sunday night. Police said that officers responded to a hit-and-run call on Lawrenceville Highway and Fernview Drive on Sunday around 8:30 p.m. that resulted in the death of 32-year-old Norcross man Gabriel Perez Ortiz. Mr. Ortiz was hit by a white van while crossing the intersection. The white van then left the scene, and Ortiz died from injuries sustained during the accident. Though there is no suspect description, witnesses are encouraged to contact the police with any information they may have about the case.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right.
Former President Donald Trump will headline a September 25th rally in Perry, his first appearance in the Peach State since the U.S. Senate runoff elections back in January. The Save America rally will be held at the Georgia National Fairgrounds at 7 p.m. Doors will open at 2 p.m. The announcement of Trump's appearance comes only a few days after University of Georgia football great Herschel Walker announced his candidacy for the GOP Senate nomination. Trump has given indications he might seek the GOP White House nomination in 2024 after he was defeated by Joe Biden in last November's presidential election.
The Gwinnett County Fair is back, and you can get your discounted advance tickets online now. Food, unlimited rides, food, animals, exhibits, the Miss Gwinnett pageant, more food, concerts, a petting zoo, and did I mention all the delicious fair food?
Can't get enough of funnel cakes.
See the Ninja Experience, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and more. The Gwinnett County Fair is September 16th through the 26th at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. Get your discounted advance tickets online today at GwinnettCountyFair.com. The Gwinnett County Fair is back.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
Those who love Southern literature and Lawrenceville history got a treat on Thursday night. Local authors Tim Westover and Elaine Smith took part in a literary discussion with moderator Kalinda Skialaba. Westover and Smith discussed their books, Lawrenceville history, and the writing process, and then signed their books afterward. The event was part of the Gwinnett County Library's Meet the Author program. Mr. Westover is author of The Winter Sisters. The novel is set in Lawrenceville in 1822, a year after the town was founded. This historical novel features frontier medicine, spellbinding sisters, and fear of a rabies epidemic. The book has received critical acclaim, including the Publishers Weekly Book Life Prize Editor's Choice and participation as a panelist at the 2020 Sharjah International Book Fair in the UAE. Westover is also the author of Auroria, The Old Weird South, and Marviren Strato, which is written in Esperanto. He is COO and web application designer for Media Lab, Inc. in Lawrenceville. Elaine Smith is author of This Is Ellen Jones Reporting, a young adult historical fiction set in the South in the early 60s. The novel has won honors from the William Faulkner William Wisdom Creative Writing Competition. She's a retired Gwinnett educator who initiated the first program of broadcast journalism and video production in the county and was elected Teacher of the Year at Brookwood High School.
Results from yesterday's health fair are in, and the news is not good. Springfield is in terrible shape, particularly our young boys.
The third Gwinnett Health Fair of the year will be held September 11th at the Lenora Park Gymnasium in Snellville. The health fair, presented by Clover and Publix, is put on by the Gwinnett Daily Post in conjunction with Live Healthy Gwinnett. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and will offer free COVID vaccines and free flu shots. This is a free event, and the first 200 adults will receive a goodie bag from Clover Health filled with items from vendors at the health fair. Registration is requested but not required. September is National Suicide Prevention Month, and Guide, Inc. will provide a brief presentation on suicide prevention, questions to ask, and how to identify suicidal symptoms. More than 40 vendors in the health, wellness, and general living categories will be on hand, and there will be free health screenings offered, including screenings for blood pressure, peripheral artery disease, hearing, vision, HIV, stress, depression, and more. Life South will be on site for those who want to give blood. Food donations for the local co-op will also be collected. For every 3 non-perishable food items donated, attendees will gain entry to win prizes, including a cosmetic fragrance gift basket from Belk Snellville Pavilion, Fernbank Museum of Natural History tickets, and other prizes. And now here's a look at Gwinnett Sports with GDP Sports Editor Will Hammack.
Will Hammack, let's jump right into it. Tell me about the high school football games from last week.
Yeah, we had a few interesting ones. I think the big one that people were talking about, Collinsville won their Freedom Bowl matchup with Greenville Christian, their defending state championship team from Mississippi. A pretty exciting game. A lot of talent on both sides of the field. So good win for Collinsville. They kind of keep rolling with what they're doing over there. And North Gwinnett got their first win. That was big to beat Parkview, especially in the fashion they did it. They got behind and they were playing at Parkview. And they were able to come back late and win that game. So that was a nice win for their first win of the season. It's going to do a bunch for their confidence going forward. I think they found a running game over there that's going to help them a lot. They have a couple good running backs that can help them out. And I look forward to seeing what they can do as they improve throughout the season. And Mill Creek's defense, another dominant performance. They've just been on a roll of shutting folks down and did it again last week. So Mill Creek's really climbing those state rankings and have a lot of potential this year.
And, Will Hammond, since you are the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post, you're the guy who picks the football players of the week.
Right. A couple of impressive performances again this week. We always have a lot of great kids to choose from, great performances to choose from every week. On the defensive side, we went with a Collinsville player from their Freedom Bowl win, Deion Crawford. He's a big-time junior linebacker. Already has offers from Florida State, Tennessee, Georgia Tech, folks like that. He had 12 tackles, 4 sacks, and 4 quarterback hurries in that game. Just a big part of what Collinsville did defensively last year when he was a sophomore, and even bigger part this year as a junior. So I look forward to seeing him make plays the rest of this year and has another high school season left. And then over at Hebron, Gavin Hall, the quarterback, sophomore quarterback, was our player of the week. It was quite a debut for him. He recently transferred over from Loganville, really bolstered the quarterback position over there at Hebron. And he was 9 of 13 passing, 152 yards and a touchdown, and rushed for 118 yards and 3 more touchdowns in Hebron's win over Woodland Cartersville. So great game by Gavin. He's going to make a huge impact on that Hebron program over there.
And Will Hammett, give me your thoughts on UGA and Clemson.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. I think it was a lot of defense. Obviously, if you're an offensive guy, there wasn't a whole lot to see in that game. I think it was what you saw was two really elite defenses going at it. And I know both teams were talking about maybe being a little disappointed in their offensive efforts, but I think a lot of that had to do with just how good those defenses are. I mean, both those defenses are stacked with 5-star recruits and big time guys that are going to play in the NFL. So I think that's what it came down to, just a defensive war. I think Georgia looked a little bit better on offense, obviously had a quarterback with a little bit more experience over there, and were able to run the ball late when they needed to run the clock out. So I think that was an encouraging sign. We had a Gwinnett guy, Jake Camarda, who's the punter at UGA, just had a really good game to help flip the field and also pin Clemson deep for most of that game with his punting. He's also the Georgia's kickoff guy and holes on PATs. So he's all over the place. We're proud of Jake and what he's been able to do over there. And obviously a huge win for the Bulldogs going forward. And they're got to get back to business against UAB this week.
And football's not the only thing going on in Gwinnett County. What else have you got?
Yeah, we got coming up this weekend. We got the Gwinnett County Cross Country Championships. It's really one of the better sports in Gwinnett over the last two decades. Got a lot of kids winning state titles individually and as teams, and always have some of the top runners in the state. So it's a very competitive meet. Looking forward to see how that turns out. Unfortunately, there's not a course in Gwinnett that can handle it. It's so big and so competitive. So they have to go down to the horse park in Conyers to run the race every year. They're really pushing to get a course here in Gwinnett that can handle everything it needs to handle as far as the attendance and the parking and the runners. So hopefully they're able to do that. I mean, the running around here is just exceptional, and they deserve a course in Gwinnett, not having to drive down to Conyers to run. So it's an exciting meet. Looking forward to see which teams do well. I know the Mill Creek boys have looked strong so far. Brookwood boys and girls are always strong, and then the Parkview girls are on a great run at the county meet. So hopefully it'll be a competitive meet again, and it'll be fun to watch.
Will Hammack is a sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post, and I appreciate you talking to me each week here on the podcast.
Great. Thanks again.
Buckle up.
What's that?
Another shortage.
What now?
People. R.S. Andrews people.
Oh.
While some companies hunt for techs and plumbers,
we believe in finding people.
R.S. Andrews people.
Personable people.
Gotta care about their work.
Sure.
Fastidious fellas.
But friendly.
That'd be nice.
It's how they work.
It's who they are.
Personable, professional people.
Precisely.
Hard to say.
Harder finding them.
I'll bet.
Because we're picky.
Only personable professionals need apply.
Background check.
Clean driving records.
Good pay, benefits.
Better than most.
Better Better how?
Better like a six-figure opportunity.
And signing bonuses.
Solid support.
RS Andrews takes care of our people.
Promises kept, zero baloney.
Good people come, stay, and grow.
Plumbers, heating and air techs, electricians.
Personable professionals.
People you'd welcome in your home.
RS Andrews people.
We're personable. Professionals prosper.
I like that.
So do people working here.
He's Darren.
He's Ben.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in four simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
There's a free Gwinnett Health Fair presented by Publix and Clover Health on September 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lenore Park in Snellville. It's in the gymnasium. Free COVID vaccines, free flu shots, other free health screenings, the LifeSouth Bloodmobile will be there, and Guide Inc. will be providing presentations on suicide prevention and teen vaping. September's Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Over 40 vendors, giveaways, and more. The first 200 adults in line receive a goodie bag. Also, there's a food drive to benefit local pantries with special prizes for every three non-perishable food items that are donated. To find out all the information you need, go to GwinnettHealthFairs.com.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their eight convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.